Maisie's hand started shaking and she said, "I think it's more than that. Look!" And we all looked at the water jug because that's what Maisie was pointing at. Everyone stared at the water jug in silence until Zach finally said, "What are those?" I said that I had no idea and Jodie shook her head that she didn't either.
"They look like some sort of tiny eyes," said Zach.
And that's when Maisie jumped with fright and accidentally knocked over the jug and the eye water spilled all over the table and floor. It took ages to calm Maisie down, even after we'd been sent to eat our packed lunches in the playground because Mrs. Kidd said we'd caused a scene. Mrs. Kidd wouldn't even tell us what the weird eye things were doing in our jug of water. And Jodie said she thought it was because she looked just as shocked as us to see them and that she probably didn't know what they were. Maisie wouldn't stop screaming about the eyeball water being on her sleeve, so I had to take her jumper off and give her mine to wear so she wouldn't faint, even though my jumper was far too big for her. That's when Jodie said, "Do you think they were real eyes?" And I gave Jodie a look, because I had just managed to calm Maisie down and I didn't want her to go all wobbly again. But then Maisie said it was okay to talk about the eyes because she wanted to know what was going on so she could decide if she needed her mum to write her a note to say she wasn't allowed to go to the dining hall ever again. Zach said that the eyes had looked like tiny black beady animal eyes and we all agreed that they had. And Jodie said that they were probably cockroach eyes. And then Maisie had to put her head between her knees for ages until she started breathing normally again. Nobody was sure what to do next, so we decided to wait until lunch the next day to see if the eyes were in our water jug again. So that's when Jodie said that we should all definitely bring packed lunches, because if the dinner ladies really had put cockroach eyes in our water, then who knew what they were putting in our food? And she was right, so we all promised we'd bring packed lunches on Monday. Eyeball water jugs. On Monday, everyone remembered to bring a packed lunch, except me. As soon as Miss Jones, that's our teacher, asked who was going to school dinners and who had a packed lunch, I started to panic. Then Jodie said, "How could you forget to ask for a packed lunch today?" So I explained that I hadn't forgotten to ask for a packed lunch, actually, but that I'd just forgotten to bring it. That's when Maisie said, "We need to make Izzy a fake packed lunch or who knows what the dinner ladies will make her eat." So Zach found an old plastic Tesco bag at the bottom of his backpack and we put loads of scrunched up paper in it and tied it shut and wrote Izzy's packed lunch on the bag in black pen so that it looked like I had a packed lunch with me. But then Jodie said that it wasn't heavy enough to be believable, so we had to open it again and put a stapler in before Miss Jones saw. I was just about to ask Zach if he was going to share his packed lunch with me when we got to dinners later because I didn't want to starve, when a girl with bright red hair walked past the classroom door. That's when I said, "Who is she?" Because the girl looked like she was the same age as us, but I'd never seen her before. But by the time everyone looked, the girl was already gone. At lunch, Mrs. Kidd made me open my fake lunch bag in front of her because the plastic bag was mostly see-through, and she said she didn't believe that it was my lunch. Once Miss Kidd saw all the scrunched-up paper and the stapler, she told me to go and collect a tray and get my lunch from the dinner ladies. I didn't really have a choice, so I got up and went to collect a tray. That's when I got the biggest shock ever because Maisie got up too and put her packed lunch in the bin and said that she was coming with me. Maisie is not very often brave because she's usually too busy shaking or screaming or fainting. So I said, "Maisie, are you sure you want to do this?" And Maisie said, "I'm sure." And I was glad because I didn't want to face the dinner ladies on my own and also because I'd noticed that Maisie's sandwich had fallen on top of someone's old milk so she wouldn't be able to pick it out if she changed her mind. When we were in the dinner queue, Maisie squeezed my arm and pointed over to Zach and Jodie. And that's when I saw one of the dinner ladies putting a jug of water down on our table. We tried to get their attention to see if there were cockroach eyes in the water.